Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boom Williams Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The next Boomville Amateur Radio Club monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, March 18th at 7 o'clock at the Dodge Pratt Northam Art and Community Center at 106 Scholar Street. Everybody is welcome to attend. If you would like to pick up a net regularly every week, please contact somebody in the club and we can set that up for you. Should you be waiting for the net and it does not start on time and you want to pick it up after a couple minutes, feel free to do so. All right, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
N5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
Okay, there's two on a particularly snowy day. I think we've got, last time I measured it out there was almost 11 inches of snow. I'm not sure what anybody else has. It was, last time I checked the temperature, it was 11 degrees outside, windy and blustery. Hopefully this is the last big storm of the year, or well, of the season. Okay, N2PFM, George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody else on the net. We've got a temperature of 15 degrees. The temperature measure is 15 to 34. The 34 was at midnight last night. And we so far have 12 inches of snow, as best I can tell there, with everything, with all the blowing and everything right now. It seems to be a little of any snow coming down, but a lot of wind. So I don't know what's going on, just how much we got, but I'd estimate 12 inches here on the mountainside. And there's supposed to be another 8 to 12 tonight, from what they said. So we could come up to 2 feet or more by the morning, the way they're talking. And let's hope they didn't make a mistake and suddenly the lake machine kicks in tomorrow. We don't need that, that's for sure. After with the 2 feet of snow, we don't need the lake machine, that's for sure. But again, it wouldn't surprise me any if it did. Well, they're predicting not, and I hope they're right on that. So that's about it. Of course, I didn't go out at all today for obvious reasons. And tomorrow will probably be almost dawn before I get out anyway. So with that, we'll say God bless and 73s and see how the van does tomorrow. That's the only way we're going to know for sure. Okay, God bless, 73s, and 2PFM clear.
All right there, George. Well, we'll have to just wait and see. I'm hoping they're right and that this ends here sometime here about 2 or 3 in the morning. But now we'll just have to wait it out, see what happens in the morning. Okay, George, you have a good evening up there, and take it easy tomorrow. And let's hope for some melt here soon. All right, N5AOW, Bill, good evening. What's going on?
Good evening, Jeff. Just got done doing some plowing and cleaning a few people out. I think I'll take care of the rest of it tomorrow morning early, but yeah, we had, near as I can check, somewhere around close to 13, 14. We've had some blowing, so it's kind of hard to tell, but it's still coming down, doggone it. That wind blowing, I'll tell you what, there are times where you were totally blinded by it. So, just something we gotta work around, and I guess we're gonna get more, like George said. I think they're predicting another 8 inches anyway overnight. So I think we're in for a time of it by morning, and everyone's gonna be busy, myself included. But, looks like it's 8 degrees out right here, and I lost my train of thought. But anyway, it's a cool one, it's a snowy one, and it's blowing. It's doing exactly what they said it was going to do, so they got this one right. I think I'll turn it back to you, Jeff. Say 73 to everyone on the net this evening. Very enjoyable, as always. Talk to you later. KD2AIT from N5AOW.
Okay, Bill, I see a big hole opening up there in the clouds when you look at the radar. And then there's another whole set of clouds ready to come right behind it there. So we'll have to see how that turns out. My wife was working up at the hospital there in Utica, and she didn't get out till 7, so I just, it's a long drive from Booneville, or from Utica to here, so to Booneville. So I just got her a room up there, one of the hotels there in town, and in Utica, just told her to stay there. I didn't want her driving back in this tonight. Hey, you're right, you'll be driving along, you really know where the road is at some point. And it looks like you're in a field at some point. And once that wind's picking up like it is now and the temperature's dropping, just not a good night to be out traveling, in my opinion, anyway. But all right, Bill, thanks for the check-in, and good luck, and good luck plowing tomorrow. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KD2ZNZ. Back on the Omni.
A2ZNZ, back on the Omni. What's going on tonight?
I think it's snowing out. Anyways, this was a horrendous day down this way and all that. We had about 3 inches by 11:15 this morning when we had to go for an appointment. And by the time we got out and coming home in the middle of the afternoon, some of the roads were plowed, some of them weren't even touched. So it's made an interesting day. I would say we're probably pretty close to 10 to 14 right now, if not more. I haven't really spent any great amount of time outside checking it. So that's about it. Hope I'm coming through okay. My other ones apparently froze up, but I might as well leave it because I think by Friday it's supposed to go above freezing again. 73 all around, KA2ZNZ.
Alright, Jack. Yeah, that was about what we had here, too. I was trying to think back. I know I called somebody at 11, and they asked me to measure the snow, and it was 3 inches here, and they said, well, call me back in an hour and tell me what it was. And when I called them back, it was 5.5 inches at noon. So it was coming down here pretty good, and it still is. And we'll just have to ride this one out. It looks like, when you look at that big radar, it looks like there's two more bands following this one here. This one's kind of opened up a little bit, but we'll see what happens. Good luck out there, Jack. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins?
KD2VLA.
KC2WI.
Okay, there's two more. We'll start with KD2VLA. Clint, good evening. What's up?
KD2AIT. Good evening, Jeff. This is KD2VLA, where we're enjoying the snow. Don't have to go out. Went down to the coffee shop this morning, checked the mail, and they said that we were getting a blizzard. Of course, I wasn't sure when they talk about blizzards. We used to have blizzards years ago that could have 3 feet of snow. So I'm not sure if they were referring to one of our old-fashioned ones or not. But we had senior bowling this afternoon. We had that. I got home, started up the snowblower, cleaned out the driveway, and put it up, and it hasn't been started since. So I'm waiting for the grand finale here, and blow it all out at once. So we'll say 73. Have a good evening. This is KA2VLA. We'll be clear.
Okay, Clint. Well, I hope you got it gassed up, because I have a feeling you'll be doing some work with it there tomorrow. All right. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's up?
KC2WI, yeah, like just about 8 o'clock, got in from an hour and a half of snow blowing. I don't have it all done. I got a pretty good clear. The plow had not come through, and as I was doing it, the plow came through, and of course that's pretty packed. It's kind of wet snow, so it passed pretty good. Down to 14 degrees. Just been going down slowly all day, and I measured about 10 inches in two or three spots, so that's probably about right, 10 inches. And by the time I got done in the front, I came back, there was maybe an inch on the steps. So I'd say we have 11 inches of snow, and it's probably on the average snowing an inch an hour since 9:30 or 10 this morning. It was fairly light at 9, but by 10 it was starting to get heavy, and of course then it was real heavy. And worked all day on various jobs, mostly real computer work. Same thing yesterday. I had three computers here networked that were, I wanted to pre-configure them all. Boy, one was being used as a pseudo server for the accounting, Peachtree Sage Accounting, and then the other were workstations, and one just was happy connecting and the other one just wouldn't, and I went around and around. Fortunately, they're sort of brand new. I've had them for a while, but they've never been in the office. And I spent a lot of time trying to figure this out. I called my guys at Seneca, and they're like, well, you know, how am I? I said, no, this just shouldn't be. These are brand new computers. The two workstations were identical. So the guy, one of the tech I was talking to, remoted in, and he spent an hour or better scratching his head, trying this, changing permissions, making users, all kinds of nonsense that shouldn't have been necessary. We never figured it out. And he said, well, have you called Sage? I said, well, they're going to tell me that's a Windows problem, and, you know, I could try it, but... And I didn't bother with that because I know that's what they would say. And finally I decided, well, there's nothing really on here. I wasted, you know, I've done the updates and I've done this and that and installed the Sage on one of them and the one workstation. But you know what? I could spend 3 days on this. I'm going to just factory restore all three of them. And then I'll always know that, you know,
well, you tagged out right about where you said factory restored.
Well, that's what I did. I just set them all back to the way they come out of the box, you know, to the recovery. And I haven't got done with them. I've sort of been doing other things, but I want to get that done tonight, if possible. And going to be clear and snow tomorrow and hopefully going for a snowmobile ride. I don't know if I'm going to go for a ride or I'm just going to take off and head up to Lake Pleasant for the geocaching get together on Saturday. I got to do some prep for that and a radio club meeting and then Monday, and then on the way back I'll go to the Boonville club meeting. So I got to get ready for that and take a bunch of stuff to work on with me and all that. KC2WI.
Well, it sounds like you've been busy there. All right. We'll catch up with you later there, Pete. You have a good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in. For me, another work day, and boy, it did snow a bit today. Even a plow guy got stuck in the driveway. It's just a slippery snow. No fun to drive in at all. And I'll be glad when this is done. Anyway, nothing else really to report. Got to work tonight. So, all right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
N2PSM, I'd like to have a word with KC2WI if he's still on.
KC2WI.
That's KC2WI, we're meant to PFM. If they enter after the other, should I give you a landline after the net?
Yeah, if you want to give me a call, depending on what happens tomorrow, if I think I can get out of here reasonably early, I'm going to, and if not, I'll just keep working on stuff and maybe get the holes drilled in yours, get that drive in.
Okay, that's a roger, thanks. I'll go only after the net then on landline. That's a PSM clear. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, no problem. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Relay Service. Now return the frequency of radio amateur use. I'd like to thank George, Bill, Jack, Clint, and Pete for checking in tonight. Say 73 is those listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Peter in use, N2KKL. This is N2KKL for Octane. Are there any stations wishing to sign in with or without traffic?
This is KD2AIT. Good evening. No traffic.
Good evening, Jeff. Thank you. Any others?
KC2NBU. Good evening. No traffic.
Try that again, please.
AC2NBU.
November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray. Good evening, no traffic.
Okay, KAC2NBU and N2WBX. Any others? This is the final call. Any others wishing to sign in? Alrighty, 73 gentlemen. Have a good evening. And thanks for signing in. This is N2KKL returning this repeater to other amateur uses. And AMQSY back to 17.